Welcome back to the Crypto Daily Show. Today, we're diving into a fascinating story out of Screven County, Georgia, where Bitcoin just played a pivotal role in securing election results.
It's a groundbreaking move. Screven County partnered with Simple Proof, a company specializing in blockchain-based record protection, to ensure the integrity of their election results using the Bitcoin blockchain. This marks the first instance of a U.S. county leveraging this technology for election security.
So how does it actually work? Does this mean every vote is recorded on the blockchain?
Not exactly. Simple Proof uses a cryptographic timestamping protocol called Open Timestamps. Essentially, the election summary reports and statements of votes cast are hashed and anchored to the Bitcoin blockchain. This creates an immutable record, meaning any tampering would be immediately evident.
So it's more about verifying the final tallies than individual votes.
Precisely. It's like a digital notary. The process ensures the documents haven't been altered after a specific point in time. It adds another layer of transparency and trust to the process.
This seems like a huge step forward in election integrity. What are the implications of this going forward?
It's a significant development. Screven County is setting a precedent. If successful, this could pave the way for wider adoption of blockchain technology in election security across the U.S. Imagine a future where election results are readily verifiable by anyone, anywhere, thanks to the transparency of the blockchain. This could significantly reduce concerns about voter fraud and boost public trust in the electoral process.
Let's shift gears to a fascinating mix of cybersecurity stories. First, the Bitfinex hacker saga concludes with a 5-year sentence and a whopping $10 billion recovered. It's a landmark case, not just for the sheer scale of the theft, but for the investigative techniques used to trace the cryptocurrency.
Absolutely. The Liechtenstein case showcases the power of blockchain analysis in tracking illicit funds. While crypto is often touted for its anonymity, this case proves that sophisticated tracing methods can unravel even complex laundering schemes. It's a sobering reminder for criminals that the digital breadcrumb trail can lead right back to them.
And then there's the heartwarming tale of the AI granny, a clever system designed to waste scammers' time. It's a refreshing example of using technology for good, turning the tables on those who exploit vulnerabilities.
It's brilliant. Not only does it tie up scammers' resources, preventing them from targeting vulnerable individuals, it also gathers valuable data on their tactics. It's a proactive defense mechanism that could significantly disrupt their operations. Imagine a network of these AI grannies working in concert. It could be a game changer in the fight against phone scams.
It raises an interesting question. Could this type of AI be deployed more broadly to protect individuals from other forms of cybercrime? Perhaps an AI bodyguard for our digital lives?
The potential is certainly there. We're already seeing AI used in fraud detection and threat intelligence. An AI bodyguard could analyze online behavior, identify suspicious activity, and even intervene in real time to prevent attacks. It's a fascinating area of development, and one I'm sure we'll see more of in the future.
So Michael Van de Papa is suggesting now's the time to eye those buy-the-dip opportunities for Bitcoin and Ethereum. What's your take on his analysis?
He's got a point. Both BTC and ETH are nearing key support levels, making it a tempting entry point for investors. But it's crucial to remember that market conditions can change rapidly. A solid risk management strategy is paramount.
Absolutely. It's not just about blindly buying the dip. What specific indicators are you looking at to confirm a good entry point?
For Bitcoin, I'm watching the $28,000 to $29,000 range. If we see a bounce from there with strong volume, that's a bullish signal. For Ethereum, the $1,700 to $1,800 zone is critical. A decisive break below that could signal further downside.
Van de Papa also mentioned altcoins. Any specific ones on your radar?
I'm keeping a close eye on Layer 2 scaling solutions like Polygon and Optimism. They're poised to benefit from Ethereum's continued growth, but careful due diligence is essential.
Good point. The altcoin market is notoriously volatile, so it's crucial to research and understand the underlying technology before investing. Shifting gears, meme coins are back in the headlines, and not just for their volatility. NPCS, a Wojak-themed coin, is launching a global billboard campaign, What's the story here?
It's an interesting development. NPCS is trying to address a key issue in the meme coin space, trust. The market is flooded with low-value projects, making it difficult for investors to identify reliable options. NPCS is focusing on community engagement and transparency to build that trust.
So billboards in a digital world seems counterintuitive.
It's a bold move, definitely. They're aiming for wider brand recognition, reaching beyond the typical crypto audience. It's a gamble, but it could pay off if it generates enough buzz.
They're also planning an NFT marketplace and staking platform. Is this a sign of meme coins maturing and moving beyond simple hype?
Potentially. Adding utility is crucial for long-term sustainability. It's not enough to just be a funny meme anymore. Investors want real value. If NPCS can successfully execute their roadmap, it could set a new standard for meme coin projects.
So meme coins are having a moment. Dogecoin, Pepe, Shiba Inu, they're all up significantly. Is this just another speculative bubble, or is there something more to it?
It's a mix of both. The speculative frenzy is definitely driving the current surge, but the underlying theme of community and fun inherent in meme coins shouldn't be dismissed. It's a powerful force in the crypto space.
But how sustainable is it? These coins lack real-world utility, unlike stablecoins, which are seeing increasing use in payments.
That's the crucial question. While meme coins capture attention, stablecoins and projects with tangible utility are building the future of finance. The real value in crypto lies in its ability to disrupt traditional systems, and that's where the focus should be.
So, are meme coins just a sideshow then?
Not necessarily. They represent a cultural phenomenon within crypto. But investors should be cautious. The hype can fade quickly. Long-term value comes from utility and real-world applications.
Shifting gears from meme coins to something more sustainable, let's talk about SolarisX. They claim to be revolutionizing crypto mining with solar energy. What are your thoughts?
It's a fascinating concept. Mining's energy consumption is a major concern, and SolarisX's approach of using RWA tokenization for fractional ownership of solar-powered mining is innovative. It democratizes access and aligns with ESG goals.
But does it truly solve the energy problem? How much solar energy is actually needed to power these operations, and what's the environmental impact of the solar farms themselves?
That's the key question. We need to look at the life cycle analysis of their entire operation. The manufacturing and disposal of solar panels have environmental costs. Transparency is key here. SolarisX needs to provide clear data on their energy sources and environmental impact.
Transparency and verifiable data are crucial for any green initiative. Otherwise, it's just greenwashing. What about the financial viability? Is it just hype, or is there a real potential for profit?
The potential is there. Combining solar with crypto mining could reduce operational costs significantly, but the profitability depends on factors like the efficiency of their solar farms, the price of Bitcoin, and of course, the overall market conditions.
So, it's a promising concept, but with caveats. Due diligence is crucial before investing in such projects. Investors need to carefully assess the claims and look for verifiable data on energy use and environmental impact.
Exactly. It's a step in the right direction, but it's not a magic bullet. We need further innovation and rigorous scrutiny to ensure a truly sustainable crypto future.
Let's dive into Coinbase. The stock's recent surge is eye-catching, but is it sustainable? It's up over 70% since the beginning of the month, fueled by speculation around a Trump administration and its potential impact on crypto regulation.
It's a roller coaster. Remember, this is the same stock that plummeted 89% after its IPO. While the current rally is exciting, we need to consider the inherent volatility of both the crypto market and Coinbase's revenue model, which is heavily reliant on transaction fees.
Their push towards subscription and service revenue is a smart move, aiming for stability. But the fact remains, Coinbase's fate is tied to the broader crypto market. Their $700 million investment in crypto-related startups further underscores this dependence.
Exactly. It's a leveraged bet on the entire crypto ecosystem. While a more favorable regulatory environment could boost the industry, investors should proceed with caution. A PE ratio of 53.6 suggests the market is already pricing in significant future growth. Any stumble could trigger a sharp correction.
So, is it a buy? it depends on your risk tolerance and your belief in the long-term future of crypto. Due diligence is crucial. Don't let the hype overshadow the inherent risks. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on Crypto Daily.